kind of Charlie's girl. To turn you in, you better, huh? Watch out, you better. Watch out, you better. You better watch out, you better.
Hello, this is Mark Noon from the Slicky Boys, and I'm over here turning knobs and wrecking the place in the studios, and this is WMUC-FM College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. As July's summer heat begins its assault on the Chesapeake watershed, one area is just swinging into bloom. The alpine bogs of central Pennsylvania's Bear Meadows Natural Area are brimming with high bush blueberries. This 325-acre bog is a national natural landmark that is home to yellow-fringed orchids, red-spotted newts, 58 species of dragonflies, and lots of blueberries. To experience the sweet, succulent taste of these wild treats, be prepared to get your feet wet in the bog's squishy terrain and check over your shoulder as local black bears crave these delectables as well.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call
012-777-7111.
I try to explain, but you don't see. No one can give you more.
Mysterious, honey, I'm working the case.
I love it.
like a sea, swimming on your own, between giant fires, singing for the long gone.
Hello, you're listening to WMEC College Park. But college radio is good radio. It's cold outside. What the heck happened? It was not the last, like, 3 days. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what music I'm going to play yet either. I'm covering the usual wonderful, greatest show of all time, Pero Like. So I guess technically this is episode 3 of una hora con güero. Okay, here's the thing that I play. Where the heck is it? Oh, that's renaming it. Here we go.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
And we are back. Let's get started. Let's get started with Placebo Head Wound by Flaming Lips. And also, during each of the song, I'm going to have to check lyrics and whatnot because I did not prepare accordingly. So here goes. This is Placebo Head Wound by the Flaming Lips. We are back. with more commentary. I don't really have anything to talk about. I had an exam today. Feasibly the last like midterm I'll have all throughout college, which is kind of crazy to think about. For all the audio listeners out there, which is all of you, I'm almost done my last semester. Or I guess not almost done. Like this is like the halfway point, which is crazy to me. But yeah, I almost have a degree, and believe the class that I took the exam that I took today is, I think that's the last exam that I have, all throughout college. So that's crazy. And one might say it will make you feel delirious, which is very good segue into the next track that I have here, which is Delirium by Gorillaz off of their recent album, The Mountain, which I think is wonderful. I think it's grown on me to the point where I feel like it might be their third best album. You know, not quite on the legendary level of like Plastic Beach or Demon Days, but I really, really, really like it. I like practically every song, and this was one of my instant favorites off of the album. It features Mark E. Smith, rest in peace, of the Fall, the like 80s post-punk band. So here goes.
This panic on the mountain, cause the new gods come. He doesn't recognize himself for what he's done. But if you don't embrace him, then it's time to run. If you don't believe in him, open the door. Let me in. I've been out in the chat rooms waiting for the end to begin. Maybe I'm a young man with a broken wing. Maybe I'm just searching for a voice.
You shrunken China chief.
And we are back. Such a good fun song. I think one of my favorite parts is how I can't even really understand what he's saying all throughout of the song. I can tell that he says the word delirium. Take that. But he has a very, very unique vocal style. And that feature on that song is most definitely no exception. So, yeah. All right, so the next track we got here, we're going back a little bit. I think this album, let me look this up. When did this come out? When did this album, Exterminator by Primal Scream, came out in the 31st of January 2000. Okay. January 31st, 2000 in the UK. That's just why it had the date in that order. No offense to all my UK listeners, which is probably zero people. But this song is awesome. It's very, very pretty, which I guess is not usually what you would come to find from Primal Scream. I feel like a lot of their music is energetic, weird, kind of funky, psychedelic sort of thing going on. And this one is this song is what I would call a ballad. So buckle in and enjoy the very high energy of the song.
Thank you.
Such a pretty and dreamy song, which, I mean, they definitely have a few of, but most of their stuff is a lot more, I don't know, it's like take the Rolling Stones and then give them, like, a weird drum machine sort of thing. It's like a halfway point between Beck and the Rolling Stones, maybe. I don't know if that's an apt comparison, but, I will allow it. Shout out to my sister Abby, who is probably not listening, but still love her very much. It's her birthday today. So this next song goes out to her, if I can find it. And I most definitely am having trouble doing that. Okay, we're getting closer. I found the, there we go, I think. Okay, we will see if the music video adds any weird sounds. Because that was all I was able to find, unfortunately. Interesting. Okay, here goes. This is Taste by Ty Segall. Oh, it's because I looked up the word sense. I looked up the word sense. And then I just spelled taste wrong. Yeah. Okay, here's just the song. Here's just the song. Okay, Taste by Ty Segall. My bad. here at WMUC. Oh.
Okay, there we go. Here at WMUC, we have often many microphone issues. The hinges on this are no good. They're no good, I say, and that is what I'm saying. I, as of now, am reading the lyrics of this next song that I'm planning. Okay, perfect. But yeah, so I've been on a big, I don't know, like 2000s, I guess say like garage rock sort of kick. So you just heard Ty Segall, big fan of that guy. He's in a million different bands, and you know, all of his projects end up being, you know, at the very least, like pretty good. You know, he has some cool stuff. Here we're going a little bit earlier into the 2010s, although I guess Ty Segall has been around for a while. This is a Swedish post-punk band, I believe Swedish, called Holograms, who I think only ever released like two albums, maybe three. But their first self-titled record is great, has a lot of really, really catchy singles on it, and this is one of my favorites, and it is called Orfeo. That is O-R-P-H-E-O. Here goes. We'll be right back. And let's keep this going. Let's keep this going. I like the little I don't know, a corner genre that I've been diving into. Like I said, just kind of like garagey, maybe a little lo-fi sometimes, maybe a little polished other times. I guess garage rock is what you would call it, I think. I don't know. There's a lot of names when it comes to every single genre of music and every single song ever. And I feel like the more songs that I hear and the more I hear about people talk about music, the less I feel like I know about music. They're you know, genre names are I guess subjective. Just like most things are. This next track is by one of my personal favorite bands, actually. I think last year for my my like yearly top listen to artists, these guys were the number one. I think it was number three in the world or something. So not to toot my own horn, which is absolutely what I just did. They're a Baltimore band, so they're relatively local, called Dope Body. They got together, I want to say, like 2006, something like that. Put out a couple great records up until, I want to say, 2015, 2016. Weren't feeling it, broke up, got back together in 2020, released two albums, one of which one of these songs is off of. And then they broke up again and have not released anything since, which is too bad because I think they make really, really great records. And I don't know, they've always kind of been a little overlooked. And so why not play a song? You know, this is the song Fade to You off of 2020's Homebody, which I guess kind of deals with a lot of themes of, like, you know, being isolated and living at home because this was made during COVID. And yeah, this song's called Fade to You. The band is Dope Body. Here goes. Fun little track that is. Big fan of that song, big fan of that album. Real shame that it was never I don't know. It never really reached the mainstream, which is definitely unfortunate. I think that album is great, but maybe not even their best. Probably their shortest album, though. So I think really easy to kind of, I don't know, dip your toes in and figure out if you like what you're hearing or not. And so again, that is the band Dope Body off of the album is called Homebody. That song was called Fade to You. So if you like what you hear, check it out. I think that those guys deserve a lot more love than they get. This next track here is definitely from I'd say a little bit more prominent of a band. I'm talking about Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who are a band that I've listened to quite a bit over the last couple months. And I've I don't know if it's like an unpopular opinion, but they have this album called It's Blitz. It's Blitz is the name of the album, and it's a picture of I think probably Karen O, maybe not, who's the lead singer of the band, squashing an egg. And I think that's their best album, not the one with Maps, not the one with like Spitting Off the Edge of the World, not those ones. I think this is the best one, and I'm about to play what I think is their best song. It's definitely a little bit lower energy of some of the stuff that I just played, but I don't know. You know, it's late. It's Thursday night. Spring break is about to start. You know, the weather is starting to get nicer, even though today was such a weird, I'm blanking on the word that means outlier. It was an outlier. It was a weird outlier today, but you know, I'm sure in the coming weeks it'll get nicer. And I don't know what better way to show that than with Soft Shock by Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Last forever.
and I will stand by it. I think that's their best song. I think that's their best song. Here at Una Hora con Güero, we're really bad. We're pretty okay at the Wordle and then bad at all the other stuff. All the other stuff that comes with those fellas games. Also here at here in the FM station, the lighting that is currently in the here, it has a sign on the wall that says absolutely no writing on the walls, but the way that the lighting is and the way that everything's angled makes every single word there very clear except no, so it just says absolutely writing on the walls. So you love to see it. This next song, we're going with a relatively modern band. They recently had a KEXP performance that I thought was very good. I find a lot of these songs have just like the vocalist of the band just kind of sounds like she's falling apart as it's going on, and I'm a big fan of it. I'm a big fan of this stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm a big fan of doing these whole radio show things. If you're liking what you're hearing, I alongside my best friend have a show called Happy Dudes Angsty Tunes, which occurs on 5 p.m. on Tuesdays on digital. Shameless self plug, I know. Ooh, I don't know if I think I'm allowed to do that. I don't know. I mean, to be fair, I guess I am covering a show, so I guess I should be able to plug my own show. But yeah, it's kind of weird to think about, this being the last semester that I get to do this. This is definitely one of my, if not my favorite thing that I got to do in college. Just every episode getting to talk about, music that I love. I love music a lot. I love a lot of music a lot. And being able to talk about that. And then also, just having like some dedicated listeners, it just makes me feel very loved. It's a very good feeling, and I'm definitely gonna miss it post college. Shout out to my mom and dad, who have listened to almost every single episode ever, who are also probably listening right now. This song right here, aside from the side tangent that I just went on, is by a band called Sorry, and this track is called Let the Lights On.
I love you.
Okay, we are just about out of time. I'm going to play one last track. How many? Oh, this is 3 minutes. Okay, I'm going to leave off on this song. Back into this sort of vibe that I was doing earlier, and then I'm going to hand it over to my good friend Axel, who is La Mezcla, which is the next song, or the next show. Actually, yeah, whenever I cover for Ceci's show, I call it Una Hora con Güero.
Yes, so, Una Hora con Güero.
Okay, you can fast forward this whenever you want. I'm gonna fade out. Bye, guys.
Now.